Ted Kennedy, Earth Day 1990, sent a message to the White House asking stronger action on the environment. Is anyone listening? In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, for years, toxic waste dumps have been underground Chernobyls, poisoning communities across America, while the Superfund that's supposed to clean them up fails to do the job. Just the other day, the Clean Air Act was watered down in a long line of Senate votes that coddle polluters instead of ending pollution. The White House slides by, Al, because even a do-too-little administration seems better than the do-nothing Reagan years. But the millions of Americans who made Earth Day a success were sending an unmistakable message to the White House. If President Bush wants to be the environmental president, he has to be more than lukewarm to global warming and do more than put a sign on the White House that says, "Gone fishing." Who's making your environmental policy anyway, Al? Teenage, mutant, ninja, Republicans?
So that's what you do, Ted. Watch cartoons on daytime TV. You really should be paying more attention to the real world. Flip on C-SPAN and watch what's happening on the Senate floor. The only turtles I ever see in Congress are those armor-plated Democrats when every time there's a tough vote that means a little honest progress without pandering to the meanie greenies, they pull their heads back into their shells. Ted, the Bush administration is making a lot of progress cleaning up the environment. We're close to getting the first Clean Air Act in 13 years. It was Bush who hosted the International Global Warming Conference. Some of the boobs who holler about warming are the same ones who told us 10 years ago we were headed into an ice age. And if there was ever a man who was willing to sit down and work out the problems of this country, it's George Bush. So get your frame off the president's back, Ted. Keep in mind that when you've got one finger pointed at someone else, you have four pointed right back at yourself. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on sharing the cost of defense with our NATO allies. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.